What do we think of butt-butt golf? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's a great song.
Love this song. Love this
Welcome
song.
To another AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 2. Ooh,
we said lightning. Cherry bomb.
I know, I
we had
that.
A cherry bomb going.
I know. I am one of your hosts, Kenny Harrison. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison. I prefer on Instagram, but you can also find me there on Twitter.
There are shirtless pictures on Instagram, so just to plug his Instagram.
There you go.
It's already starting. Sitting next to me is the lovely, beautiful,
one,
amazing...
1, 2, 3, Jackie B on all platforms, except for Snapchat. Where's Jackie B? 1, 2, 3.
Sitting across from me is the lovely and beautiful... Mark J.
Across?
Freeman.
Okay, Mark J. Freeman. We're both across.
Well,
and we're both lovely and beautiful.
Yeah.
That is in the eye of the beholder. No, Jay, you're lovely and beautiful too. Where can they find you, Mark J. Freeman?
At Lorraine Love. LorraineLove.
Nice to see you, Mark J.
Thanks.
And next to Mark J is the lovely and beautiful.
Thank you. Hi, guys. It's Jay Ellis, and I'm on Twitter at @still_jealous and Instagram at @don't_be_jealous.
So thank you for joining us. If you are watching us on YouTube, the chat roll is going
nuts
right now, and
Chris,
I love it.
I know. Thank you. Joining
it's
us
not
for
a
the
scar.
First time in the chat room.
So if you're joining us on iTunes, thank you for downloading us, and we'll try to be more specific with who we're talking to. If you are watching us on YouTube, make your comments down below. I have to say, I do enjoy when people comment. Let's keep it really, like, nice. Okay?
Yeah,
you tell us to do things, and I'm telling you to do things. So,
we'll see if that happens.
Exactly. And I don't, like,
and
rip,
that's what
hey, well, let me preface this. Rip on me all day long. I love it. But, like, just be, you know, take it easy. For crying out loud.
It's just drag.
Everyone's very passionate.
We are very passionate.
And
it's
when
not
I,
personnel.
And when
it's
I said,
thank
you're
you.
Not missing much last episode, and everyone was like, Mark, just the chat room. I wasn't... obviously, there are people in there, and you guys who are in there know, that say very nasty things.
Right.
That is who I was referring to. Obviously, I'm not going to refer to somebody who just said they like my scarf. but you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's that... Anyway, not that we need to explain ourselves.
No,
but.
And I, again, rip on me all day long. I love it. I just love when you just write my name. So even just type my name. Just type it.
No, this is my real hair. The chat roll is wondering.
Yeah. And Jackie pointed out last week, we had a little issue with episode 5 that a lot of people couldn't find it because it wasn't labeled episode 5. So our engineer is correcting that. So if you missed last week's episode, you'll be able to find it now. So... this is episode 6, Fish Tank,
yeah.
Drag Race Fish Tank.
That's my fish face.
I'm going to try not to be angry black man, because I text these. I tend to try, when I watch the show, I think I'm the first one to watch it between the four of us.
Yeah.
And so I tend to like...
which...
get a little...
I have DirecTV now, so
oh,
now
good.
I get it a little bit earlier,
oh, good.
So I might be up there with you.
Ideally, cool. I would love for all four of us to watch it simultaneously
yeah.
and text each other what we think.
Yeah.
I've actually invited them to my house.
We should do that and live tweet while we're watching.
Yeah, well, okay. That's a lot of work, but okay. Extracurricular activities.
Oh, goodness.
So make your comments down below. So what do you guys think? I'm going to start with Jay. Jay, what do you think?
Like, of the overall episode?
Overall episode, yes.
It was entertaining. I loved the challenge. I liked...
which challenge?
Well,
there
both.
Were two.
I mean,
yeah.
Anytime an Andrew Christian model comes in, I'm
okay.
I'm all eyes.
That's what I thought, you know.
but no, the
mini-challenge. And yet I'm
mini
the
challenge.
Whore of this group. Go ahead. Sorry.
You know. The commercial I thought was fun. I liked what they delivered. And I liked the pants on the runway aspect of it. So I thought overall it was a fun episode.
Nice. Jackie, what do you think?
I love butt-butt golf. It's my new favorite game. It's
we'll play it later.
right? After this, we're going to play it in the halls of AfterBuzz. There's nothing I like better than a good mini challenge, and I love it when queens have to run and throw on their clothes with their boy faces,
mm-hmm.
and then to add to the hilarity, they're like squatting and shimmying around their... ball junk.
Right. Well, you pointed it out earlier before we started taping that you like the fact that they are dressed in drag with their boy faces.
I think it's funny to me. I think
yeah.
because it's also cool to see like how people try and you see some of them wear sunglasses to try and to try and mask that or disguise mm-hmm. that. And I like the level of creativity that that comes with.
Agreed. Mark J. Friedman, what do you think?
I'll just save it for when we talk.
I want to say hi to... There's a lot of people who are joining the chat roll for the first time. Yes. And the chat roll is alive and well. And if you guys watch us live, you'll join in on that kind of fun,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would love for you to join us.
Okay.
Join us.
So, I want to point out that they don't do... Root hasn't done the You Got Shemale, which... Formerly, You've Got Shemale anymore.
You do not have
yeah.
to have
she just comes horses. Through the door and, you know, and that was that.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah. I thought, was that the first, has she done that? Mm-hmm.
She has done it in three, season? Well, she's not done it three, she's done it this right. season maybe oh, once okay. or twice. Okay. But she hasn't done it the last three or four episodes.
Yeah.
Okay. Make your comments and
I thought it was wrong. Odd because I thought the same, there was something I,
missing.
I picked up today.
Right.
Because she just came in and I think I kind of was like, oh, we're going right into it. So that's so funny that you said that because I... Oh,
okay. And I also want to, before we get into the episode, I want to say that a lot of people, I'm going to back myself up now, I am a fan of the show. And I think all, I can say for the four of us, we're all fans of the show. Just because we don't agree with the masses, and because we have such opinionated, like, ideas and what we want for the show doesn't mean that we're not a fan of the show. Because trust me, if I wasn't a fan of the show, I wouldn't be sitting here today.
I have left shows because I'm not a fan
Thank
of the
you.
Show, guys.
Yes.
Like,
so, yes, we know no it's a show, but time. I am very passionate because I have my wants and I have my needs, and I need those needs and wants fulfilled. So, having said that, the mini challenge was Butt Golf. Mm-hmm. I think Jay and Jackie said it.
Loving it.
Yeah,
love the animal heads.
It's good.
It made no sense, but it's one of those challenges where it like
it
I know
doesn't
these
need
animals,
to.
They don't have to, and it's just for fun, and it just is to find out a queen to kind of give an advantage.
It
right.
could have been
something.
All in throwing glitter, and it wouldn't have mattered. It doesn't right. have to make sense.
But they didn't give somebody in the chat room said this too. They didn't give like you didn't get an advantage for the challenge.
No,
you know what I mean. Like they didn't.
No,
get
it was just for fun. It was basically
sometimes they'll do that. And
well,
they
the
do
prize
it.
Was a $2,000 Klein Epson Stein and Parker suit.
Right,
so,
which is great. No,
yeah,
but, yeah.
And guess who won?
My girl,
Alaska.
this is becoming.
Here's my surprise face.
You cannot say that this was like anything, but just her knowing how to put a thing between her legs and pivot.
Right, and we know that all you have to do to win is wear a corset. So now we know all you have to do to.
And for,
win
if you watched this last week, last
oh my
season,
gosh. this is gonna be a problem. This is gonna be a problem for me tonight.
Why is it gonna be a problem for you?
I'm not jumping. We'll go into it. I want to say that I think that Alaska has done a good job this whole season so far, and they've even to get to the mirror. I mean, I'm not going there, but the mirror moment. All of the queens have said, like, Alaska, you're doing great. Like, we've seen the progress that you've had so far.
You genuinely think that she's elevated up from where she was before?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
Okay.
I mean, Jackie, I know that you were not a fan of Alaska in her season.
I will say that she's doing really well. I said from the beginning that I feel like this is not set up. And by set up, I don't mean like there's some sort of nefarious thing going on behind mm-hmm. the scenes. I just feel
I
like, okay. I just feel like
Can I get
the
a high
editing,
five? Thank you.
I just feel like the editing points to an Alaska win.
I agree.
It's like you knew
yes.
that from the beginning.
And
but at the same time, I don't think that the two out of the two lip syncs she did with Katya, I do not think she won either of them.
Okay.
And that's just because this time her lips were more precise with the music, which I mm-hmm. loved. This is one of my all-time favorite lip syncs because of the preciseness. But
sorry, Mark just read something.
By the chat roll.
Go ahead, sorry, go ahead.
I'm tickling him over here.
with what? Your hands are in clear invisible.
Surprise.
Sorry.
I gotta
take it back to that so I can give it. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jackie.
But I lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
It's my fault. I'm so sorry.
No, but I don't actually think she won both. I think Katya won those lip syncs. And, you know, it's fine if you just disagree with me. But I just think that Alaska can win fair and square without RuPaul just stepping in and being like, well, we should give her these lip syncs to show that she won them. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? So.
I'm going to disagree with you on half of your point, and which
and I will
which,
raise you the other half.
And I will raise you the other half about the lip sync, because actually I do think that she was better in the lip sync.
You think Alaska was better?
This time. The first time she wasn't. But I will say that, and if you look at, you have to look closely, whenever they're coming back from like an elimination. Alaska Detox, just listen closely. They are the ones that aren't saying anything. They are playing, I don't know if it's playing the game or they just know, this is not my time. Sit back, let it happen. Just like last week, Fifi was very, I don't, whether it was the producer
saying,
we
didn't see it.
Exactly. But again, it was one of those things where, and I would even throw Katya in that, the three of them, they don't say much to like get on either the bad side of the producers, or they just know, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to be taken the wrong way. And even Roxy, hell, almost all of them except for Alyssa and Fifi at the time.
Yeah.
So, but I think Alaska did do better in this.
The mini challenge?
the mini challenge was get the ball in the hole fastest.
Right.
It was fun. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Did you guys know who Marcus was, the guy who was going through?
He's the MSNBC guy.
Okay.
From The Prophet.
Yeah. Cool. And I drove by the other day and there was a billboard. He has a new show on MSNBC.
I'm guessing The Prophet.
Very cool.
Yes.
Don't you love, though, how, like...
It's been a long day.
I mean, I'm just guessing.
I've had guests all weekend, so I am exhausted.
Do you love, though, how the two queens that he told them, like, you're doing a great job, this is a great idea, were the two in the bottom? And... Part of that is because what might work as, like, an actual product if you're, like, if the queens themselves are not, like, making the commercials, it's the queen's personality in the commercial versus, like, this is a viable product that's going to sell it in the end. But I don't think he quite, like, understood that.
Yeah.
Okay, now, having said that, I'm going to throw a question to you three. Mm-hmm. Okay, so... Knowing that they have to market a product. Do you think it's smart to have a viable product?
That was
tape
my question.
Or glue that you made that you... Because they were even given a challenge on a season where they had to do perfumes. And they had to come up with an idea and market it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously you can't sell a trash receptacle. You can... I don't know who's going to buy it. I'm sure a lot of people in the chat room will buy it.
I would buy it.
But out of all those... Okay, we can go down the list, but...
Well, Katya's thing, it's obviously pointed out that it's very vague. When it comes down to it, when you're going to Comic-Con...
I'll be there.
Drag-Con.
Jay will be at all on Comic-Con, Drag-Con, Adult-Con.
When you're going to Drag-Con and you're going to actually buy this product, obviously it's not going to, like, make you not have anxiety or whatnot, but, like, maybe it'll smell good? I almost want to buy it just to figure out what is the deal.
No, okay, like, so that's my question. Do you think that's a product that is viable for this challenge?
Katya's?
Any of them.
I think you had to factor that into the challenge. That was part of the goal, is because we know that this is going to be a product sold at DragCon potentially. So that, as I was watching the episode, I was like, which one would I see and which one do I think would be like the best seller?
Right. But Marcus,
what did you think, though? That's my question.
Right.
Can we wait until we get to this?
Yes. Okay.
Tease.
What I'm saying is that Marcus, I think from an outsider looking in, I'm sure he may have seen the show, but as an outsider, when he came to Katya, he said, you need to get rid of this. This has no value.
He's just looking like water
at it
in a bottle.
He's looking at it from a Shark Tank kind of perspective.
Yeah.
So
you think his advice was not warranted?
It was like null and void because she basically said, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway.
Someone in the chat role, besides saying I was adorable,
said
that it could be something relaxing like lavender and eucalyptus, which I guess that does make a good point. You know, it could have some sort of agent in it that does make you relax.
Like a room refresher?
Yeah.
So let's go down the list.
Of what they made?
Yes.
Okay.
Jay, hit it.
No, I don't.
I have it.
I do, but I don't have the names. So if you guys have,
names. Well, I don't have the names either. Well, okay, so Katya did the
Katya's crisis control.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, Mark, you do it then, since you have the list.
Well, I have some. Some are better than others, but and then Roxy did Roxy's DVD.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
wig glue. Yeah.
That's fair? Because basically, her idea was given to her in the walkthrough.
Yeah, well, it didn't matter because she was.
You're such a
bitch. Fair
because all of a sudden we care about being fair on RuPaul's Drag Race. Moving right along. Alaska did duct tape. Alyssa did
the DDG,
which was originally the G3. Then it switched when she actually filmed it to DDG. And again,
her idea was
Thunder Fin's fashion tape.
Thunder Fun. Because you can't say Thunder Fuck on logo.
Oh, neither can we.
just said it. Sorry, not sorry.
And so Alyssa repackaged energy drink. Tatiana's tea set. And detox trash talking receptacle.
So I actually thought Tatiana's tea set was quite clever.
Brilliant.
It is really clever.
I thought it was quite clever. And something you can market.
And worked with her.
Yes.
And her, and what the challenge was to merchandise to promote their drag brand.
Thank you.
The whole episode was about branding.
Thank you.
Right. So
thank you.
If that's what the challenge was,
yes.
Thank you. Why is Alaska even in the top two?
Don't get me started.
That was a good commercial.
Tell me then why it was so good. Tell me what about it was good. What was exciting and unique to Alaska and selling her brand?
I'm saying the commercial is.
I know you're attacking Jackie. She's like,
No, I know.
I'm just kidding.
I don't feel that.
Sip your tea, girl. Tati's tea.
Tati's tea.
I feel the commercial is good when you don't look at it from a perspective of, okay, is this a great product?
But that's the challenge.
I know. But the thing is, when you're watching it, I was like...
Oh, she's here.
When you're
she's
watching made it, it, I was like, this is a really good commercial. And this is me, someone who is not a big fan of Alaska, saying, I like this commercial. Like, I almost would buy this shitty product just because this looks like a cool commercial.
Okay.
I think that
I do think it's very Alaska because to me Alaska is a shitty product. So like the way she marketed it, it was like perfect. I was like, you're selling
let Jay speak because I know I don't want comments about that.
I think that the commercial was Alaska's brand. Like if you see the way that it was shot and like if you look at her music videos, it was just
the way it was shot like the 90s commercials.
Any kind of perfume commercial,
it's
yes.
Not a unique idea, but go ahead. Sorry.
Are you just gonna trash everything I say?
Maybe.
I have one word, bully.
If you look at, if we're gonna go with that, then Detox made a trash commercial, a trash can
but
commercial.
But that's Detox.
She's
a trash talker.
Wait.
And her receptacle, trash talking receptacle, is what she did. And she didn't mimic something else. She created her own thing. She did it in a bathroom. It was Detox.
Go and look at those commercials where the OxyClean.
I'm not saying it's the best, but I'm just saying it fit more. Alaska's to me. So duct tape, because she uses duct tape, then they all could have used duct tape. I thought it was...
I'm not disagreeing with you.
The only thing that was clever with hers that made me laugh was when she said it comes in three different colors and it was all yellow. That was funny. But other than that, I'm sorry.
I do want to hear why Jay's defense, because my defense, I don't feel, is going to be as good as Jay's.
Okay.
Well...
second chance. This is the second chance you have to convince me.
No, I mean,
Jay, feel free to come over here if you want to speak.
Yeah, I'm going
to
crawl into the desk. I think just like the whole... And I agree, it was just duct tape. And I'm not fanboying over Alaska at all. Okay. I think that the commercial, the way it was shot, her voice, and that was... her brand. She had a callback to Anus, which is like an Alaska line.
Song too, isn't it?
Yes.
She has a song. Okay.
They all have songs.
I'm helping you out.
Who doesn't have a song?
Let him speak. Let him get
but
through
then, like, I mean, it was just her presentation. I felt like it was Alaska being Alaska, but you're right. The product itself, Roxy had glue. She was selling glue. Detox was selling a trash can. Trash is her brand. Like, it's just none of the... Tatiana's tea, like it was just a cup. Like, I'm not looking at the actual product, I'm looking at the presentation at this point.
But isn't Tatiana's tea set and Alaska and Detox coming up with a talking trash can and Katya creating a mist for whatever it was that she's creating? Aren't those more creative and clever than oh, I have duct tape in my bag. I'm just going to use
but
that.
I feel but the like way that presented.
It's a cop out. I'm sorry.
I feel like that is Alaska's brand. Like, Alaska, to me, like, the first season she came out, her dress was like, wah, wah. And then everything else was her personality.
But then I feel like she should then do something where you're using trash to do something. Or, you know what I mean? Like, do something that's going to...
But detox it.
You know?
Okay, so...
But I didn't think that Alaska had the best one. I'm just saying
okay,
that.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Nor
now,
the best runner.
Now, okay.
Nor the best lip sync.
I would like to say that I did not dislike Alaska's. I thought it... I actually found it kind of hilarious. Yeah. I thought it was very clever. Mm-hmm. The one that I didn't think that needed to get... That deserved a pass was Alyssa's. Oh. And yes... I am not a fan. I have never been a fan of Alyssa. I don't find her funny. And I don't think... hear me out. D.D.
Jay's really hard.
I know. Poor Jay. D.D.G. And, like, Rue gave her idea on stage when all was said and done. I don't think that was fair. Because I was like, what are you... What is this product? What are you selling? I don't get it. That was number one. Number two, it was like... I think Graham Norton said, I thought you were the president of the United States. It didn't fit. I didn't understand it.
Well, no, what was funny about that is when she tried to explain it, she's like, well, see, the last season, he went, oh, no. I've seen it.
Yeah.
So that just tells you right there, there's somebody sitting in that chair who knows who
exactly.
You are, knows exactly what you did, and didn't get it, and was like, this doesn't make sense.
So,
and then we're going to add a laugh track of everybody laughing
because
to
it's
make
funny.
It everybody on TV land think that it's funny. It's not funny.
You guys aren't gonna like it. But Alyssa was my absolute favorite. An energy drink for her. And Mark, you said like past weeks that Alyssa is...
I like the idea of that, but the commercial itself...
It failed. I'm sorry.
She was running around and dancing like... I don't know.
In red, white, and blue, which has
after,
nothing to do with
after Michelle told her to do that.
But guys, I have a very important question. Are the queens picking out all of the images that go in the background? So
I think so.
We don't
I think
know.
I think that they are.
Well...
Because Katya said I'm gonna be in the
she
kitchen.
She says that, yeah, she did say that.
With a turkey.
I love Katya. Okay. She's like, she wanted something else. A pig. She wanted
a
pig first.
Well, Alyssa even alluded to the fact that she chose the White House.
Okay, because
so.
It wasn't, I don't know, I, like, it wasn't entirely clear to me that, like, Alyssa did choose the White House. Like, I felt like she felt, like, sidelined by that question. I don't know.
No, I think she, but I think, I don't, and I don't think that, would it, one of them said something, oh, I thought you did that because you said you're the president of the company. She went, yeah, that too. I was like, he just had it. Like, you
thank
didn't
you.
Think that. We just watched life unfold, and he just gave you an answer.
But I like that. I
think it was a good product for her. I didn't enjoy the commercial very
much. And I see
much,
it selling at DragCon.
I do think it was a good
but
product.
But I think Tongue Pop was a really great thing.
Which is why I think she failed the challenge overall. This is a challenge.
But Drop Dead Gorgeous is a good name, but not for an energy drink. But
thank
tongue,
you.
Like what I'm saying, Tongue Pop would have been like a...
Like
if
you,
she had
like,
thought of it, that would have been a great, great, great thing.
I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. I think the top two... Okay. I thought Katya was the funniest.
Hands down.
It was so funny, though, because she took... That is her brand. I love that moment when he's like, this sounds very confused. And she's like, oh, then that's brand appropriate.
Yeah. 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 And again, I'm not a fan of Alaska, but I think out of what was left, I thought she was the only other viable top.
Who?
Alaska.
In a room full of bottoms.
In a room full of bottoms. Speaking of bottoms...
Well,
I didn't
talked
think
about Alaska and Alyssa, Katya. We just kind of mentioned,
right? And I'm gonna say about Roxy's, and again, I have never been Team Roxy, never have, never will. I kind of gave her a pass last week, and I kind of am gonna give her a pass this week.
Who?
Roxy. I don't think hers was the worst. I don't think someone Michelle made a point of you pulled the wig off once, and we even said it two episodes ago that. We saw the wig thing. We don't want to see it again, but it works for the branding of this episode. So I'm giving her a pass on that. But she said in her commercial, she pulled it off once and then it fell off again. It was just like, but Detox did the same thing with the talking trash receptacle. And it was just like.
I thought that thing was really funny, though.
The talking trash?
I thought it was really funny. I agree that it was. You know, it was distracting. Todrick said that, right?
Yes.
It was distracting to see her hand moving.
Moving.
It. Maybe if she had like a pit crew person underneath, like
that was the funny
the
part.
Inside.
At the end.
Yeah, I know, but I do wish her hand wasn't moving it. But I would buy that trash can. I thought it was funny.
I've had it.
Had it.
I think that Detox was Well, definitely a bottom one for me.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think
like overall the episode, just her runway and that the trash
oh,
products.
Run, oh, no, I just
we'll talk about runway.
Okay. But I'm curious too if I find it very interesting that Roxy was doing a commercial about this wig reveal, and that wig wasn't glued down, like her underwig.
Yes!
You know what I mean? Like what I'm like that? They had to have said to her, you're not allowed to, like, I just don't even, can't even comprehend how that could have happened.
Wait, what?
When you, that's what, the
her
product you're selling is
down.
Something that
it
you
wasn't,
do
no,
so well.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't the glue,
to,
it was the instruction video on how to.
But still, she but had the
I'm
glue
saying,
too.
I'm saying when she did the reveal the first time in the rehearsal.
Right.
And it came off and it was back. Right. And it wasn't where it's supposed to be. Defeats the purpose yeah. of what she was selling. And she has never done that on the show. She's never, you've never, she's flawless there. That right. was part of this. So why did it happen in the commercial? Like, I just feel like they, she wasn't allowed to use it for some reason because, like, it was, like, basically set up to
I think you're
reveal her hair because I just
straws.
Don't understand how that could happen.
No, I just think you're grasping at straws.
Someone in the chat roll said, I would buy a trash can that would yell at me.
I know, exactly right.
I wouldn't. I thought that was a
why, exactly. Seriously, why wasn't it glued? I mean, you're selling hair. So, like, it never crossed your mind to glue the wig down.
But that was rehearsal. That was just for television.
But, yeah, but
the final product.
But that's what I'm saying.
I didn't mind her final product. And I can't believe I'm, like, defending Roxy.
Speaking of wig glue, though.
Oh, check
you
out
think
my wig.
Katya's wig, though. I mean, man, it was, like, flawless. Her line, the mm-hmm. line on her wig on the runway. Oh my god.
Anytime Katya says her full name.
Yeah.
Katya Breskovskaya.
Yeah, someone just yelled at us, please talk about Katya. And trust me, you'll get Katya.
Oh, you will.
You will.
That wig. Mm.
Trust.
Can I make a note about Tatiana that her delivery, it didn't seem like bitchy.
Enough.
It wasn't bitchy enough. And I also thought that this is just like a note that I think I would have maybe suggested is if she had like a setup. Sipped her tea and then had the punchline after because her timing just didn't hit it for me and I thought that was kind of what was slacking in the delivery. I thought her funniest part was when she's walking in the street with her like to-go one.
Mm-hmm.
That, and she's just like, she's a beep beep. Like, that was funny to me. But I think that if there was a little bit of a setup for that punchline, it would have, I think she would have been like definitely on the top.
Well,
I think so too.
Like the delivery.
Since my
point.
Head is so far up Tatiana's ass, I'm going to defend her. And I thought that her... A combination, and we'll talk about runway later. Her, I didn't think her video was the bottom. And I agree with you just said, Jay, but like, out of the six.
I don't think so either, for the record. I think Roxy and Detox were on the bottom for me.
I would like to say that Alyssa and Detox were at the bottom. That's just my personal.
Okay.
And I mean, if I had to choose between Detox and Roxy, Roxy's might have been the weaker one. But my personal taste, I didn't really care for Detoxes. I thought it was funny. I think she's brilliant. And as far as runway, she kills it every week.
Mm-hmm.
But those are my bottom two. So.
Okay.
It's funny because as much...
Mark has voices
now you have
in his
to,
head.
You have to,
no, it's somebody, and it just was kind of brilliant. Kim Bailey says, Tatiana should have done thank you cards.
Oh, that would have been... That's actually a fantastic
that's
idea.
That's such a great idea.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you
wow, that
for that.
A, that's
that
a
made
genius
me
idea. That's really
that is,
clever.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Katya?
About her commercial, or what do you want
everything.
To talk about?
Everything. I love her.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the runways kind of bled into the run. We saw the commercials as they're on the runway, so we could talk about their looks as we go through the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I loved everything about Katya's look. Her wig was so on point.
I
the
think
look
best
was,
wig ever.
Yeah. Have you seen... It was like a perfect hairline, but have you guys seen Rocky IV, I think it is, with the Russians? Whichever Rocky it is with the Russians. She looked like the woman who's the Russian woman.
Yeah.
And that's why I loved it, because I was
like the tracksuit look?
Yeah, the tracksuit look. I was like, this is so... It's so like...
I wish it
like
wasn't
Ruth
brown.
Like Rue said, so wrong, it's right.
Yeah.
Okay, and you wish it wasn't brown. Jay wishes that it wasn't brown for all you iTunes listeners.
Oh my gosh, you did not just. Oh my
what?
Gosh. You're making this a brown thing?
No, no, no. That's what he just said.
Because I was kind of under-talking.
Yeah. And
so they may not have heard
so
me.
So I wanted to make sure that people knew that I was Jay on iTunes.
Oh, okay.
Because people have said, I don't know who, like when I say, hey, you, what did you think?
Oh.
So,
yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't going for brown. Jackie, I'm not that racist.
I mean, but I don't know what other color would have been good. And but I didn't. I just, right. Brown maybe isn't my favorite color.
I just want to point out, Jackie just wants fairness and equality for all. So she knows that I'm not that type. I know Jay is not racist at all. So she's always on the lookout for the best intentions. So.
People in the chat room are asking how I know about Rocky. My boyfriend made me watch all the Rocky videos in one sitting.
Oh my! I am so sad for you. I watched the first one. I remember bits and pieces, but
the Rocky recap.
Yeah, we should do an afterbuzz on that. But okay, back to Katya's runway. I thought it was simple. It wasn't anything spectacular, but the wig did everything for me. That's all I needed.
Katya's.
Yes,
her wig was
perfection.
And
I love the shoes too. I love a good fishnet with a shoe. I love that.
Yeah,
fishnets with shoes. But I was sad when she changed into the flats for the lip sync.
We'll talk about that later.
So
I want to. Okay, so when we get there, I have a question for you guys at that point. But Roxy, I actually thought her runway was cute too. The bell bottoms with the big.
Oh, I love
her makeup
that.
Was so great.
Roxy looked like Raven as soon as she came out. I was like, oh girl, that was Raven for a second.
Now that you say that, I can see that too.
Yeah. I can see that too.
But
yeah.
I thought Trixie. For
I
that
love
eye
her. I love whatever padding that Roxy's been doing. I love it. I love it, and I love this outfit on.
I feel like it's not. I feel like she's just shaped like
I
that.
I think she's
she always talks about
on.
Her hips and her butt, and I'm like. She's luggy.
And she did a great afro, too, because that's what I was missing from Alaska's look, was a bigger afro. And
you didn't like the bowling afro?
I did not. I did not like that one. But I thought Roxy really pulled it off.
So,
but Roxy always brings it on the
speaking
red
Speaking of shaping, what did you guys think of Detox's shaping for this outfit?
It was perfect, I thought.
Okay, I disagree. There was something... The front was fine because it's the way the front looked in the front... I don't know how else to say it, but when
Party
she turned around, but when she
front.
Turned around, it's just I think it was too much padding.
It's not padding.
That's
detox.
All her.
I think
that is detox.
Okay.
That's
we
detox.
That
so ass. I can't knock it because if that's all her, that's all her.
That's
but
all
it,
her.
It's just it, visually in the back when she turns around, and I think the outfit was it was capris. It was like the red and the white. I thought it was cute. I liked it, but. I apologize because I didn't want to rip on her padding. If it's not padding, it's her. That I can't change
that's
the way
her.
I look. So.
That's her.
It just looks weird. Sorry.
You like Detox's look too.
I loved it. And I think Graham Norton said it was a futuristic cruise wear, and I loved it. I think she just looks... Detox on the runway just looks high fashion to me.
She does.
Like,
every
time she... If it's going to come down to what you look like on the runway, she's not going anywhere.
Right.
Because she always looks spot on, plain and simple.
And
I think Roxy looks spot on. Like, I think...
Yeah, I thought she did too.
I think Roxy always looks spot on.
I think, for me, just because I've seen Detox deliver a hot, like that red, the latex with the pant, I was just so underwhelmed with this one. Yeah. And I'm holding Detox to a really high standard, so I'm putting her against herself. Mm-hmm. And so this runway... just did not do it for me. I didn't like it.
I thought it was simple and I thought it was safe. Again, the back when she turned around, I had to watch it a couple of times. So, I thought it was fine. Okay. But Alyssa,
I actually liked everything Alyssa wore except for the hairpiece because I love a good faux fur. But she always insists on wearing these big hairpieces.
She has, like, a fascinator in
it. And I know it's, like, a signature style for her. Mm-hmm. But I almost, like, in a Michelle Visage way, I wish she would, like, push herself out of that corner and not always do those hairpieces. It's still holding on to this pageantiness that I don't think Alyssa... Like, I think Alyssa is ready to break through from that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to say something before I get started?
No.
It wasn't my favorite. It was just, I liked that it was separates. That was the only thing.
See, I'm doing this to make me happy.
But
I actually didn't.
Project Runway. I like that you did separates.
I did. I appreciated that. I thought it was nice. And the fur, I would have liked to have seen like that come off at a point. But Alyssa, it was okay. I didn't love it, didn't like it.
Did I say that right?
I didn't hate it, didn't love it.
The camera's reveal sucked. The
oh
yellow
God.
Dress sucked.
No, I like
no.
those two. I like those two.
And this may be because I'm not a fan of Alyssa. Like, I don't find her funny. I don't really care for her aesthetic. It's just, this look...
just, that's what I said.
I don't know what to say. It's just like, it wasn't horrible, but it was like, oh, I could do that. You know what I mean?
Could you?
Well, that's what I said.
It's just like, it's a bustier, black, everything was black with the fur. It was just like, I'll take this, and throw it all on myself.
Would you have liked it if she did it, like, there were references to Cruella de Vil, like maybe if she did a little bit more?
It was all an afterthought. It's like, Detox had an aesthetic. She knows what she's looking for. She knows what she's going for.
Well, what's sad is I think that's Alyssa's aesthetic. So, no, I did not like it. That's all I'm going to say. I didn't like it. It was just blah.
Did you think it was flattering?
I don't think it was bad. I'm not like, oh my God, how could you go outside in that? But if you're on a runway to
impress
judges, and that's what you, I mean, I don't
only know. Because, and I'm saying this only because we, Michelle and a lot of judges say one thing for one person. Oh, it looks like you just grabbed a bunch of things and threw it all together. But it's exactly what Alyssa does, and they don't say it. They don't say anything about it.
But no, they're coherent pieces. Like, they work together. It's not just like a mishmash of pish-posh, bish-losh.
I think
I really like you.
The thing that bothered me about...
I like you, too. Just off our sentences right there.
The thing that bothered me about this particular outfit for Alyssa is, like, I love the camera thing. She's going into this, like, high camp kind of direction.
Yeah.
And this, to me, was, like, it was, like, bordering the lines. Like, she was taking two steps back into pageant, but still trying to go forward with camp. And I was like, maybe if you did it as, like, a completely, like, Alyssa version of Cruella de Vil, I would have appreciated it more. Because I'm not a big fan of, like, pageant outfits. And I think Alyssa's moving away from that. So I think she's still trying to figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is all.
But she is a pageant girl.
I know. But Fifi was a pageant girl, and now she's doing something different, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna keep quiet for Tatiana.
Love.
It works for me.
Love. Oh. I lived for this.
That should have been the theme song for the show.
I wanted to do it. I love
so
that.
Good.
I have to tell you that TLC was my first compact disc that I ever
no
bought.
No shit! That was mine too.
Crazy
mine
sexy
too.
Cool.
Yes! Yes!
Mine wow. too. Okay. That's so funny.
Ladies, let's call
it. That's so funny.
No, I literally was just telling my friend this last time.
But how is that possible when you're so much younger than
that was not my first CD.
How is that possible?
I just turned 19, so I'm doing a vintage thing. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I literally bought it when I was 15, 16, and I had first paycheck working at Chick-fil-A, of all places. and that was one of my first CDs.
How old were you when you bought it? Three, four?
She's trying to rip on me while she said...
Well, no, because I was
so
older than
you. No, you heard me say 16.
Yeah, I know, and I was trying to think when I was... So I know about... I mean, that's about right.
I really don't know. I was young. I remember I got it when I was young.
Anyways, that was my favorite look on the runway. And it was
everything.
It was so amazing.
That was so good.
And she sold it. She committed. Like, Tatiana really, really, really brought it for me.
She did
that
the dance.
Yep.
Yeah.
She had Creek Down Waterfall.
Last season, we talked about Robbie when she did the League of Their Own and how spot on was it. I might have been against it, but this was spot on, and I loved it. I've always been
I love that
it.
He always questions himself.
Because I don't know.
I think I liked it, but maybe I didn't.
But this was spot on,
yeah.
And she looked like T-Boz, and I wanted to go through the television and just, like, grab her.
Yeah, I listened to Creep all day yesterday.
You would do that.
I really did. Yeah, it was amazing. And I like that RuPaul just appreciated it and had Tati do it again on the runway.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm sad that was my first CD.
What was your first CD, Jackie?
I'm not going to tell. Everybody has to guess on comments.
I'm going
to
say it's like
guess.
A Broadway
Make your comments.
Soundtrack.
Make your comments.
Broadway
your
soundtrack? Comments. Can I put the genre down? Broadway con.
Probably Broadway.
It was. I will say this. It was something... My first CD was a present from my dad.
Okay.
So...
something your dad liked.
Something NSYNC. My dad... my dad loved NSYNC.
Captain and Tennille.
Probably. So...
But just guess.
Everyone's like, who? Yeah.
So, okay, now I'm going to throw the question out to you, the three of you, and for you, those of you at home, make your comments, because I'm going to ask everyone. If you had to combine the challenge, and I'm saying product, keep in mind, product, commercial presentation, and runway, who would you put in the top, and who would you put in the bottom? Make your comments below. I want to hear what you have to say.
Oh.
But for the three of you...
I was like, how do I do that? No.
For the three of you, on the spot... Think fast.
Well, Katya. Right.
All three.
Wait, what was the question?
If you take product selection that markets your brand, presentation, execution of the presentation, and runway of what was given for the runway challenge, who would be your top three, top two, and who would be your top bottom two? I even wrote top bottom two.
Go first.
Top two bottoms.
Yeah. No, you go first.
Why me?
I'll go first. Okay, if you want me to go first. Okay, so Katya, because my head is still far her ass, out of all three. And I will say Alaska, minus that fucking wig. I didn't like the wig at all.
We didn't talk about Alaska's runway.
Oh, we didn't. Should we do it now?
That was my favorite runway Alaska's ever had.
Really? What bothers me?
Yes.
Ooh.
It was so Alaska to me. I love the pants. Random and weird.
I love the pants, but for the simple fact that she borrowed hers, it was Roxy's. By the way.
Right.
It was Roxy's.
Yeah.
And the wig sucked.
You know what's funny is that when she Alaska walked out.
Oh, you mean the runway.
My battery died.
When Alaska walked out, I was like, oh, she looks like Cherie Curry, who wrote Cherry Bomb. Like, or I don't know if she wrote it, but was the runway.
Yeah.
I was like, that's, and then when the song was there, I was like, oh. Yeah. Like, am I psychic? I think I have ESPN.
But I wonder if they know that before, like, that even day even begins. Because there's no Untucked. Yeah. So they don't go back and, you know,
reverse. But like I said, I liked Alaska neck down, but I didn't care for the wig.
Yeah.
That was my critique. I think she should have done feathered if she's going to go, like, 70s patriotic.
She should have done like Cherie Curry's hair.
Right. She should have borrowed Roxy's hair. Is that what you just
said? Big afro?
Yes.
Oh, I would say more like a Farrah Fawcett, like a soft.
Yeah, oh, I can see that too.
Like a soft. But where would she have hid that flag? I don't know.
Because that was so genius.
So, again, and I'm contradicting myself because it wasn't my favorite look, but commercial and what was left of the other five, Alaska and Katya would have been my top two. T-Boz would have been safe. Uh-huh. And Alyssa, and I even would, okay, I'm gonna say Roxy should have been safe, and then Alyssa and Detox should have been the bottom. Those were that is how the cards would have crumbled with me.
Okay, okay. Jackie.
I actually agree with everything that happened. I agree with the bottom two on the show, Tati and Roxy. I agree with the top two, Katya and Alaska. So that, I mean, that for me, it was taking into consideration everything, and again, it's like I don't put as much stock in the runway as much as I love Tati's runway. I do think that she should have been meaner in the commercial, or she should have done something to make herself more distinctive.
But do you guys think that, why even have a runway if it has no weight?
I don't think you're really asking that.
Well, because there was one, I mean, even with the comedian challenge, the pairing, mm-hmm. there was no runway. It was just the comedians. Yeah, and it's just, I feel as though it's gotten to the point where the runway is just added television.
But we love runway.
I love runway, yes.
And I think they do take it into consideration.
Okay. All right, two gentlemen on the end.
The top two, Katya and Tatiana, and bottom two, Alyssa and Roxy.
Okay.
Okay. Katya and Alyssa, I think, would be on my top. Alaska safe, and then Roxy and Detox on the bottom.
Why? Okay, I have to ask, why Alyssa safe?
On the top.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, her runway wasn't. I mean, it was just safe for me. But I think that her commercial was on brand. Her product was on brand with energy drink, and I think that I liked her commercial. It was busy. It was fast. It was like an energy drink. I mean, with the president thing, I don't think she thought it all the way through, but I didn't care at that point.
Okay.
I thought the jokes were there.
I think everything was just handed to her, because basically Michelle was like, this is an energy drink. You have no energy. You know, you need to spike it up a little bit. And then
That's
their job, to help them out in the commercials. You know, like, she was trying to get Roxy. She didn't let Roxy go through until the wig thing actually worked.
And doesn't it make you guys so happy to see, like, Alyssa having fun on, like, when she walks out and she's, like, making comments and I don't know, I just, like, enjoy that they're enjoying the competition.
They're all enjoying the competition right now.
Yeah. I just see it from Alyssa. I saw that from Alyssa. I feel like she's just having a ball doing this whole All-Stars thing.
I think they all are,
though. Gotta get in this All-Star gig. I'm killing Mark.
You're killing me, too, because I don't know what to say to you right now.
All right, well, whatever.
No, I mean, okay, I think they all are having a great time, but I honestly think that Alaska, Detox, and Katya are in it to win it. Like, whereas I think Alyssa is just, like, there because
I think Alyssa's in it to win it. I think she is. I do think that Roxy did seem kind of checked out, like, when they did that. They had the talk, and she seemed kind of checked out, and then it seemed like she was saved just because she lent Alaska a shirt.
Okay. So now, let's talk about that.
Well, I was gonna say we talked about this right before we came in. I think Alaska's speech on the runway when she announced who she was sending home is the statement to end all statements for this episode and so far what we've seen in the season. And that was, she said, basically, in a nutshell, Tatiana has done this amazing runway. She's done presented herself this. She did this. She did this. And somebody lent me a shirt. And I'm going to send the person who did...
Amazing.
Who gave me the shirt. I'm keeping her. And I'm sending this person home. So I think that says it all.
I think I interpreted it differently.
And I think that's my... That's I was like, I agree with that, but I don't think that's what you meant.
I feel like I heard the same thing. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. I interpreted it as she was saying each... Because Tati hasn't been there for a couple weeks.
So yeah, but aren't they basing their decision... No, you notice nobody talked about this. Aren't they basing the decision on what the judges critique?
Now, Roxy was saying that
Tatiana isn't there and basing your decision on that isn't what you've agreed to. So now you're going against what you've agreed to.
Sorry, Mark, I'm just saying.
No, my original thing was I think that Alaska was saying this person has shown up on the runway every week and she gave me a shirt today. I don't think she was talking about Roxy and Tatiana. I think that she was giving all of her points about Roxy.
Well, but that's not what she said. I even listened to it when we watched it the second time because I thought the same thing. And I was like, oh, so that's all Roxy. She didn't say anything about Tatiana. But when you listen to it back, she says there's this person and then there's this person who lent me a shirt today.
Yeah.
That's how I saw it. Whether that's what she meant, she can tweet me and tell me about it. But
because I would have think she would have said like and the I'm other sure the somebody other person, will because I thought she said and this person also.
Okay, so now here's my question to the three of you and everyone out here watching. Because we have Roxy and Tatiana in the bottom two, do you think it was fair for Alaska to send Roxy home? Considering that for I don't know how many weeks that she's been in the bottom and to a certain extent, and I even backed her up this episode, I didn't think she was the worst, but I didn't think she was the best. But given the circumstances, one of the two had to go home. Mm-hmm. And I clearly think Tatiana was better in this particular episode. Mm-hmm. Having said that, do you think it's fair for someone who hasn't been in the competition as long as Roxy has? I mean, granted, she's made it this far, even if she was in the bottom every single episode, except for the first one where she wasn't. She actually won or was in the top two.
Yeah.
Do you think it's fair to keep her? Or do you think it's fair to send her home given that she didn't do as well in this challenge and someone who hasn't been in the competition... Oh my god, I'm running out of breath.
So am I.
I lost my mind.
We know what you're saying.
Okay.
We know what you're saying.
So, what do you think, Jackie?
I think Tati should have stayed and Roxy should have gone home because I think seeing Roxy in the bottom that many times and I actually thought Tati's was... Like, Tati's idea and everything went together for me, and there was just, like, a little bit missing from her commercial versus, like, Roxy, her commercial seemed like a disaster to me.
Yeah.
So, and knowing that she's been in the bottom that many times, to me, it just seemed like she should have been the one to go home. And it'll be interesting to see who Katya chose.
Yes.
Because I feel like Katya might have chosen Roxy.
What do you think, Mark?
Using the Alyssa.
I agree with what she said.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep it simple today.
Yeah, if we're going challenge to challenge and day to day like they have been, then I think she sent Tatiana home for that reason. If they were going over for consistency, then Roxy should have gone because she has been in the bottom for so long.
Right.
And also, I'll say again, if you're basing it on what you've agreed at the beginning of the season to base it on, then Roxy should have gone home.
This whole agree...
The pact thing kills me because nobody's listening to it. Nobody's agreeing.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, they agreed with it when it's in their favor.
Yes, right. Exactly.
When it's the person that they wanted, which is what this whole thing has been about.
I will say, going back to disagreeing with you way earlier in the show, I think Katya did not win this lip sync. I think Alaska won it. For some reason, her flailing worked for the song. It was kind of within the energy of the song. And this brings me to my second question to everyone and the three of you. What do you guys think about this whole changing of outfits?
Don't like it.
I love it.
I was just going to say, I wanted to read this, and it was my laptop died, so sorry, we can't see the chat room right now. But Kayla Blackman said she felt like flats should be banned on the runway.
Yeah.
And it's just getting under my skin that they're... And I understand sometimes the outfit isn't conducive for a lip sync.
Right.
But, and I will give Katya major props for this, when she did have the outfit that didn't fit and she went and changed, she replaced it with something that fit what
the
she had presented
was, yes.
And was able to move on the dance floor. But it is very frustrating and that we all, and everybody agrees with it, and people in the chat room were saying it too, that it's like, I don't get it. I'm 865 years old. I still have to perform in high heels. You know what I mean?
Right.
If I walked out there, I mean, it's like, come on. You know, it's like, I don't know.
I just want a question. You said that her outfit, Katya's outfit, fit the runway challenge as well as the lip sync?
The one, not this one.
The first one.
The first
that's
time
what
she
I was
did
gonna,
it.
The first
time. Not
at.
This one. Sorry.
So, because I...
The swimmer.
I thought,
the,
yes. Yeah. I thought the same thing. And I, of course, because I love Katya so much, I gave her a pass.
And I don't see why she needed to change for this one.
That is I love the changes if your outfit is so constricting, you can't move for
exactly.
A lip sync. That I get. And so there
And I would have even, you know...
And she's not the only one who's done it this season.
Last season when Acid Betty had to dance with the doves.
Yeah.
Why couldn't she have given an opportunity to change her outfit if she wanted to?
I think the reason why is because when the difference between this and last season or any regular season is that they actually go back to the workroom where they're
which
wardrobes.
I like. I actually, and I meant to say this before, I like that they're going back into the workroom.
Instead
I'm like,
of
why
backstage.
Didn't anybody think of this?
Yeah, instead of backstage somewhere random.
You know what I mean? Like, just bring them back to where, yeah.
I did go to Alaska. The only thing I didn't like, and since you pointed this out about her, is that Alaska did use Katya kind of as a prop again, and I don't like that either. Unless they're both in on it. That's when I would be okay with it, but when she crossed her eyes and she did the kicks, like, on beat, Katya spent a lot of time on the floor. That was my only thing. So my eye went to Alaska, but I thought they both did a great job in the lip sync, and I love Cherry Bomb, so it was a fun song for me to watch anyway. I would have been happy with either of them winning.
I would have loved it if, like, Katya's outfit changed, because I'm loving the outfit changes if it's something that goes with the theme. I would have loved it maybe if the outfit change had something to do with Cherry Bomb, but then
you're kind of catering yourself to the, like, then you're getting an advantage by being like Joan Jett.
Right.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I'm wondering now that they're doing this, maybe for season 9, they'll give them an opportunity to change for their lip sync or something.
I don't know.
Maybe it'll be a new little addition to it.
Which I read the leaked, or I saw the leaked possible cast, and they look good, so I'm excited.
Jay has all the 911
all
on.
The tea.
He almost auditioned. Did I mention this before? No.
Auditioned for Drag Race?
Guys, I was almost
underwear.
On.
Underwear.
No, we talked about this. I got a casting call. I did not go in for it to be the underwear. Yes, I'm not.
No, let's send him some hate comments because of that. No, I'm just kidding. No hate comments. All love. Tell us what you think. I want to know your thoughts on the final two, this whole episode. Tweet us. Make your comments down below. iTunes us? Is that something that people can do?
It is now.
We're going to wrap up. Do you guys have any final thoughts before we wrap up?
I love RuPaul's Drag Race, and I think they're doing a fantastic job.
So I'm gonna wrap by saying I didn't run into her, but
you saw Ru's
I saw RuPaul yesterday at Five Guys. So
oh yeah, you did. Yeah.
That was it. I didn't say hello.
Tweet out the photo and show her that you're a stalker.
Yeah, so I was there. So where can we find you, Jay Ellis?
I'm on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous and then Twitter @still_jealous.
MJF?
At Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE.
Miss Borowski?
123 Jackie B on all platforms except Snapchat. I'm JackieB123.
And you can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram, preferably. You can also find me at Twitter. Thank you for joining us. Make your comments down below. We'll see you next week. It's episode 7, and that's it.
Thank you. Love you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.